Hello, my name is David, and I'm a senior in a New York City high school. SAVE, Design Takes on Risk, is a new exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art. Offering a plethora of new concoctions, SAVE includes inventions that target specific problems, whether social, environmental, or just mundane everyday tasks. Some of those inventions are affected by their social ethics and the subjective morals of appropriateness. In Japan, for example, women consider it a semi-taboo for other women to hear them as they use the restroom facilities. Due to this, they tend to mask unpleasant noises by flushing the toilets. What seems like a benign action has had a major effect on the environment, in this case, the wasting of necessary water. Toto, a Japanese manufacturer of toilets, has created an answer to this problem. The Otohime YES 300D artificial sound machine for the bathroom. It's a neat little device that emits a similar sound of a flushing toilet. After its distribution in 400 bathroom stalls throughout Japan, the annual usage of water decreased by 43.1%, which in turn became a total of $190,000 in savings. When you think about this, it is a lot of money on water that can be saved due to a trivial social custom. Some might even consider it frivolous when millions of people in third world countries have to struggle to get a minute amount of potable water. The UN Children's Fund started distributing water containers that allow people to drink water without having to touch it with their hands, as to decrease chances of polluting their water. I don't know, but to me, it seemed absurd how basic human necessities can be affected so much by culture-specific society. People in Japan waste water to cover the effects of basic human functions, while people in third world countries are struggling to keep their bodies functioning.